You're listening to SBS News.
Tensions have flared in Gaza over the past few days, threatening to unravel a ceasefire brokered by the United States earlier this month. In response to a deadly attack on Israeli soldiers, the Israeli military launched airstrikes that Gaza's health ministry says killed at least 45 Palestinians. Despite the escalation, both Israel and Hamas have reaffirmed their commitment to the ceasefire as U.S. envoys work to stabilize the situation. President Trump has dispatched senior advisors Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, who have met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Mr. Netanyahu confirmed the meeting and announced that U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will arrive shortly for further talks.
Tomorrow, Vice President J.D. Vance will arrive on his behalf of President Trump, and we will converse. We will discuss two issues, mainly two issues, about the security challenges we are facing and about the political opportunities we are facing. We will overcome the challenges and will realize the opportunities.
In Washington, President Trump praised the ceasefire deal, but warned Hamas not to test it.
We had a dark cloud over the Middle East, and now it's all, we have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves, because they're in violation of their agreement. We made a deal with Hamas that, you know, they're going to be very good, they're going to behave, they're going to be nice, and if they're not, we're going to go and we're going to eradicate them if we have to. They'll be eradicated.
Reporters pressed him on whether this meant deploying U.S. troops to Gaza.
No, it won't be on the ground at all. We don't need to, because we have many countries, as you know, signed on to this deal. The way I view it, 59 countries. We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence. But right now, you know, they're violent people. Hamas has been very violent. But they don't have the backing of Iran anymore. They don't have the backing of really anybody anymore. They have to be good.
Despite Mr. Trump's claim, there's been no official indication from Iran that it no longer supports Hamas. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, Israel's government spokeswoman, Shosh Bedrosian, has accused Hamas of intentionally withholding the remains of Israeli hostages.
We are still demanding for the bodies of our deceased hostages to be returned by the terror organization Hamas. We know Hamas can return them, and we know that Hamas is aware of where they are located. There are 16 deceased hostages that are required to be released under this first phase of this plan. No one misplaces people they kidnapped. Any suggestion that Hamas doesn't know where the hostages are is not just an excuse, it's part of their propaganda.
Meanwhile, inside Gaza, humanitarian convoys resumed after a one-day pause. Footage from Khan Yunis showed trucks loaded with food, fuel, and medical supplies winding through rubble as residents queued for relief. Among them, Gaza resident Shaban Abu Jamia.
I have not received any aid for the last 2 months. This will only last me 15 or 20 days, which is not enough.
Another Gaza resident, Ra'fat Al-Qara, agrees.
It's not enough for anything. It's only enough for 4 or 5 days for a family of 6 people. If the aid package was bigger than this or even delivered weekly, it would be better. You can see how expensive prices are becoming, and we cannot afford to buy anything.
As the trucks rolled in, Israeli aircraft dropped warning leaflets advising people to stay away from the yellow line, the boundary marking areas of Israeli withdrawal. But many residents say they're confused about where that line actually runs. Under the ceasefire plan, future phases are meant to finalize those boundaries, disarm Hamas, and form a technocratic body to govern Gaza under international supervision. But with mistrust high and sporadic violence continuing, the road to stability is complicated. At the Knesset, Mr. Netanyahu vowed to continue the effort to recover the bodies of slain hostages.
But no one needs to remind us of the importance of the sacred mission of bringing the slain hostages back. We are working non-stop. I don't exaggerate. We are working non-stop. Including in the meeting I just held before coming here, we are working all the time to complete this sacred mission.
להשלים את המשימה הקדושה הזאת.
The Gaza war has killed more than 68,000 Palestinians, according to Gaza's health ministry. Israel disputes those figures. Hamas-led militants killed around 1,200 people and abducted more than 250 on the 7th of October 2023 in the initial attack that triggered the escalation. For now, the guns are mostly silent, but the peace remains uneasy. U.S. envoys are still on the ground trying to keep both sides of the table and prevent more deaths on either side of the conflict. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.